My name is Gina Del Tito, and I am a program manager at Cultural Vistas, and I work on the ISA United States program.
Thanks for doing this interview with us, Gina. Tell me a little more about this program. Let's say there are other programs such as Fulbright or Flex. How different is your program?
Well, there are three main things that make ISA different than these kinds of programs. It is a reciprocal program. So each position that we have here in the U.S. allows for a position for an American student to go to the country that the international student is coming from. Another thing that makes us unique is the focus on technical fields, that the training is for a student in their technical area of expertise. And another unique aspect is that in each country, in each ISA representative country, there is a unique structure, so each country is able to define what that will be and can address their own indigenous challenges in a way that's not dictated by the international body.
So do you have international students at the moment? How many are there?
Currently in the U.S., we have about 60 students with ISDA. Mm-hmm. Our parent organization actually has about 5,000 participants each year from around 100 different countries across our 15 programs.
Mm-hmm. Your website says that you cooperate with the United Nations and the EU. Could you elaborate on that?
Sure. We have a cooperation with UNESCO, and that is on the international level with the ISA-ASBL, which is incorporated in Luxembourg. And then we also work a lot with the European Union, and especially the ISA representation in Europe looks for grant opportunities and obviously works closely with the EU on visa regulations because of trying to get mobility between the different ISA countries.
So how long do students stay in the U.S., let's say?
Typically, internships are 8 to 12 weeks, although longer placements are possible from 6 months to up to a year.
Mm-hmm. And do they stay with the American families?
No, we do not do host family opportunities, but we do assist students with housing. So that's kind of part of their cultural experience, is trying to find a place to stay. We often encourage them to stay with other students while they're here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And how much do students have to pay for the application process? How much does it cost?
For American students going internationally, it's $575. Mm-hmm. There's a $75 application fee. This, of course, varies by country. So the students who are coming into the U.S. are not charged any program fee by ISDUS that's covered by the host company. They are only responsible for their flights and then paying their CVIS fee to the Department of Homeland Security.
And the funding for the program, where does it come from?
Our funding structure is within Cultural Vistas. It comes from a variety of places. So mm-hmm. we have some federal grants, we have fee-based services, and then we offer a lot of scholarships for many of our programs. But again, it varies by country, so different ISAs, you know, some of them are completely government-funded as a part of mobility programs.
Mm-hmm. And you said that there are no students from Central Asia at the moment. Why is that so?
Currently, in the U.S., we
yes.
do not have any students from Central Asia. That is only because it's a reciprocal program, and we try to focus on countries where our students who have applied to the program would like to go. So because we physically trade the offers with different countries, we're limited with. We would love to work with every single ISA country, but because there are 80 members, we can only work with about 20 to 25 each year.
So, Gina, when you say reciprocal, what does that mean?
So every position that we raise here in the U.S., we go and speak with host employers and ask them to offer an internship. we are then able to physically trade that offer with another ISA country for an offer in their country. So we meet once a year to talk about our common issues, talk about the statutes of ISA, and then also do this exchange.
So just because there are no opportunities for the American students in Central Asia, Central Asians don't get to come to the U.S. Is that
through
so?
Through ISA. And that is only just for this year. We're working on expanding the countries that we work with. We recently were speaking with ISA Tajikistan about more cooperation with them, for example.
Why does it focus on technical experience?
When it was founded in the late 1940s, the community at Imperial College felt that there was a significant lack of opportunities specifically for technical students, that technical students weren't being encouraged as much as other students to go abroad and have professional development experience on an international scale. So we are actually celebrating our 65th anniversary this year, and that hasn't changed too much. We still feel that there's no other program that has our global reach and the technical focus, that we have kind of a niche in trying to encourage engineers and biologists and architectural and design folks to learn how it is to work in their field in another country.
Mm-hmm. So let's say I'm a student from Uzbekistan and I am already in the U.S. going to school. And can I apply to this program from the U.S. or do I have to
go
back?
The program is open to any student who is studying in the U.S. So they don't need to be an American student. A lot of our students aren't necessarily American citizens, but are studying here.
That's very interesting. So what is the age criteria?
Our definition is 19 to 30, but there is some flexibility in exceptional cases. Mm. So that's generally, you know, undergrad, master's, and PhD students.
And the future employment opportunities. Can you help students with that as well?
We do. The ISDA Alumni Network has over 7,000 members at this point, and it is an online social networking site, and that it includes a job module, it includes a couch surfing network. So the entire organization is focused on really committing students. Once they become an ISDA student, they are an ISDA participant for life. So we in the U.S. have re-entry tools, we help students with resumes, and how to market the international soft skills that a student gets while working abroad. We don't do any official job placement, but we help students develop those professional tools.
Thank you very much.